It is finally Tuesday. I hit that button like several times, John Tatey. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. You have no microphone. I'm not. You I'm just going to leave off. If I can't turn my microphone on, why would I turn your microphone on? There it is.
I was frightened by the red light and your just sudden hello at the same time. I feel like we have the listener's attention now.
Well, I feel like that. I was wondering if like maybe they had moved the studio without telling me, and I'm just like sitting here to no connection to the station whatsoever. Surprise, Patty. No one can hear you. Hi, John Tatey.
You know, I'm sitting. It's a little unfair. We have to do the segment now, and I'm sitting right next to the fresh beef juice that has just been poured out, and the aromas are just I can see the scent tendrils entering my nose.
It
smells so good.
I think it's lovely the way you've put that. Beef juice. Do you ever hear it that way, mm-hmm. Esmeralda? Beef juice.
Beef juice.
I don't know if the folks from Pops wants you to. Pop Italian Beef in studio with me. We've got Casey and Frank. Radochinsky? No, I can't do it. Nope, I can't get it.
Radochinsky.
Yeah, that's not at all one of the versions in my head. Say it again for me.
Radochinsky.
Radochinsky. Hello. Have to spell that out phonetically during the break. Thank you for bringing us this big box of Italian
Thanks
beef.
For having us.
With all the fixins, too. You've got the house-made giardiniera was what Frank was telling me. And you guys have 14 locations in the Chicagoland area?
14 locations, that's right.
When did your dad start this beef business?
So he started actually working for a beef stand in 1975, did it for 5 years, and then decided he could do it on his own, so then opened Pop's Italian Beef in Palos Heights, Illinois, and that was the first location that 1980 started.
And where was it started?
Palos Heights, Illinois.
Tell me about Palos Heights.
Are you just asking her that so you can take a bite of beef?
No, I just
talk
you
about
know,
things
I'd love
well.
To hear about the outlying Chicagoland
yes,
areas.
Absolutely, go
right?
for it. Palos Heights,
so
over by Dare. Go ahead.
Okay.
Southwest suburb, of course. Okay. Definitely awesome community to grow up in. We were born and raised there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where our business was obviously founded, and the community has definitely supported us. Awesome police, fire, hospitals, schools. So we love our community, and they love us back.
And
so.
How big is the vast Pops empire now? From its beginnings in Palos Heights.
So 14 locations. We go all the way up to Lyons Township, north. And then we got two in Northwest Indiana.
And then my question is, did your parents make you start working in the restaurant when you were just babies?
They did.
Yeah, I figured as much.
So we were one where I'm one of four, you know, Frank here next to me. We'd fight and argue. So if someone didn't show up for work, my dad would call home and say, okay, which one of the kids is coming in? And we'd all start fighting and arguing over who had to go into work. So
send in the next one. And now,
yes.
And now you're the director of operations.
I am. Yes.
And what is your title, Frank? Brother.
You know, I don't really have a title. I just do whatever Casey tells me. So
he's like carrying the box.
He's a little brother.
Aww. So do you get put upon the most when it comes to this family business? As far as like, hey, can you do this favor? More of the gopher.
Yeah, but you never mind. I'm technically the oldest son, so it don't bother me at all. I love doing it.
Oh, so you have someone you can boss around?
Yeah.
I see. That seems key. Because my husband and I, it's so odd that this popped up from Pops. There's a hot dog joint at the corner of Northwest Highway and Nagel. And it has been like six or seven different things in the last 10 years. And Steve's like, that's the kind of place that a couple without kids yet, you know, decides we're going to buy this place and have a bunch of kids so they can run the place. But then here was our thought. Do you then end up giving your friends a lot of free sandwiches? I'm going to assume that nobody in the family's listening. But growing up, I mean, not for nothing. Was this how your friends liked you the most? Because they could drop in and get some Pop's Italian Beef?
Of course. Your mom would bring fries for everybody for lunch on your birthday. So then you were the cool kid.
Yes. Come on, Frank. Tell the truth. They do not want to give any guesstimates as to how many free sandwiches they've given out over their lifetime.
Yeah.
And I bet your profits were a little bit slimmer in the summer when all their friends were stopping by.
Oh, man.
I worked in a burger and ham and a beef joint. And there's something about, I mean, really, you do make a lot of friends. But it is, there's such a great social aspect to feeding your neighborhood. Isn't there?
Oh, I like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's always a lot of fun. What's been your favorite part growing up in the business?
Well, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. You meet so many great people, your friends, your family, and you get well connected within your communities. And so then by that way, they support you back. They really do. And being in so many communities in the Southwest suburbs and now and even Indiana, there's so many, you know, that that Pop's following now is so cool to be out there and hear, oh, you know, I grew up and my Uncle Joe loved the beef hot, or, you know, Aunt Sally liked, you know, the hot dog is her favorite thing. So everyone has a Pop story.
Yes.
So it's cool to get to make that connection with people and just to talk to people. It's fun, you know. People,
it must be such a privilege.
It is.
You're
it
a part
is.
Of so many
it's
people's
very,
lives.
Very
never
cool.
thought about it that way.
Yeah,
by the way, the
is.
Reason the reason I gave them the where the intersection was because I was like, maybe they want to go look at that property over at the Northwest Highway in Nagel. It's over by Taft
That's
High School.
Right. You were using past tense.
do you see what I'm just saying? Mm-hmm. If you guys are looking for a property, I think that the people in Norwood Park would love to have a Pops. Just, you know, I mean, Al's is not your competition because they're all the way up in Niles. We got nothing. Of course, now I'm going to be getting phone calls. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What about so-and-so's joint?
It's going to have to be a week-long series of sandwich places in your neighborhood.
Well, Superdog. See, now Superdog is at the other, that's how where it's located. So we're at Northwest Highway, so Superdog is at Nagel and Milwaukee Avenue.
Okay.
So it's enough of a distance to not to sort of.
Nice save, Patty. Well
I'm just
done.
Saying.
See,
okay.
She's a pro.
Really what I'm saying is I have to take a break so I can take a bite of these sandwiches.
Now I got a quiz. Should I plug my quiz?
Yes, plug your quiz.
Okay, we got a quiz. It's season finale season. That didn't come out right.
It came out perfectly.
So
season finale season?
Is it?
Yeah.
I've got a season finale themed quiz for you. This is a TV history quiz.
Okay.
And you know what? It's not multiple choice this week, so I want some TV buffs for this quiz. It's maybe a little trickier than your average quiz, but I'm excited about it.
All right. Can I be their lifeline? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you usually are some one way or another.
I'm usually bouncing. I'm like, wait.
So we're going to need two players, and I've given a screening question to Mike, our producer.
Oh, look at that. Well, we'll see if we're able to get these everything up and running, and we will take a break here and find out about National Italian Beef Day, which is on May 27th. But to accommodate anyone who might be going out of town for Memorial Day, Pops is hosting their own National Italian Beef Day on Wednesday, May 23rd, which is in 45 minutes. So more after this on 720 WGN.
Right.
That's some classic television. We are not doing classic television theme songs, but we are doing season finales in TV history.
Series finales.
Series, not season. Oh, that was my fault then. Series, the end. So what series, can we talk about what ended the season, or is that some of your trivia questions?
That will be the question, so
oh,
I'd rather we not talk about it.
All right, then I can filter. Joining us in studio is John Tatey. He hangs out with us and has a ridiculous amount of pop culture knowledge, but in particular when it comes to game shows and television history.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two listeners on hold. I'm going to get to Bob and
Gary.
Gary, thank you. Mm-hmm. We have our screens down, so I'm like, I don't remember what the other name was that I said. We have in studio with us Casey and Frank from Pop's Italian Beef and Sausage. They brought in a box of Italian beef, and isn't it amazing how quickly everyone comes in and gets out?
It was like a stampede in here during the break. I've never seen anything like it.
And we get food in here all the time, and I'm like, hey, as we have food. And she's like, yeah, that's nice. And then, so thank you for coming and grabbing some, Ez, because they have supplied quite a great spread for us.
It's super good.
Tell us a little bit about before I go to Bob and Gary, I want to find out about the homemade jardinera, because this is amazing.
Yes, thank you. So what's cool about our homemade jardinera is the same spices that we use to make the beef, we use to make the jardinera, so it complements it really, really well. It's definitely your unique jardinera. It's not your typical mild jardinera. It is a hot, spicy meat of jalapenos and celery in it. So that's exactly how I like my beef. I like the hot peppers, but of course, you know, there's sweet peppers and the cheese and other ways people get it as well.
I'm not laughing at what you're saying. It's just that right behind you is the shot. Can the people on the internet see this?
Esmeralda
eating the beef sandwich and just loving it.
I'm sorry. She was doing fine until you pointed. Look at, she is dunking that all the way in there. The au jus, by the way.
The au jus, not what
beef,
I said before.
Beef juice.
You could say that as well.
I like
it
beef
works.
Juice. You should be proud of beef juice.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with it, right?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Hey, you be proud of your beef juice. I'll be proud of my au jus.
Fair
okay?
enough.
Just saying.
Fair enough.
Or you said gravy. I don't think I've ever called it gravy.
Well, yeah, gravy, yeah.
I've heard it called gravy before. Oh.
Have you?
Right, yeah.
All right, then. Fine. all good stuff. Now, you guys are celebrating National Italian Beef Day, which is on the 27th, but a lot of people travel. So what are you doing at the Pops?
So tomorrow, Wednesday, we are offering $3 beef sandwiches at all of our locations. So we're hoping that, you know, new customers come in, existing customers come in. It's kind of a cool way to give back to people that have been coming in for years.
Got all your bases covered then, right?
Yes, everybody. So, and it's a fun day. Hopefully a lot of our customers will be in, and it'll be a lot of familiar faces and new faces as well.
And what's the website for Pops so people can find the locations?
Popsbeef.com.
I'm guessing you got some social media presence too with the Instagram account
and
stuff.
We do, yes. Yes, absolutely. Follow us, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Be awesome.
Frank, is she making you take pictures of food all the time?
Yep.
Is that your job? See, I'm trying to find all of the random odds and ends jobs that she makes you do. I love that you guys brought in all this food. I'm glad to celebrate with you. Now, do you feel that you are well-versed in TV history and series finales? Because
That's questionable, but we'll try.
That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to question it right now.
We're gonna let's see if we can all do this together.
Okay.
Bob and Gary are on the line. Hello. Is this Bob or is this Gary?
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob. How are you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Homer Glen.
From Homer Glen. Is there a Pops over by Homer Glen? There is.
Yeah.
All right. Good to know. So you think you know your TV series finale history?
I know a lot about hot dogs too.
Oh, good.
Were you calling for the TV?
I brought a hot dog class.
I know. Were you calling about the TV trivia or the Italian beefs?
Well, TV trivia, but I like both.
All right. So you were competing with Gary for a gift card to Apt Electronics.
Oh,
I just saw Steve Shapiro last week. He gave me a big hug, and he's like, you know, make sure you send some folks my way. So Steve Shapiro, our good friend at the Glenview store, Apt Electronics, pleasing people since 1936. You can go to abt.com for all the great stuff they have there. And then we also have on the line with us, we have Gary. Hey, Gary, how are you doing?
Hi, Benny.
Hey. Yeah, you call from Arlington Heights, aren't you? Or right about there.
Well, yeah. Close.
Hoffman
Estates.
Hoffman
Estates.
Hoffman Estates. Good to hear from you, Gary. And you feel like you are very knowledgeable when it comes to TV trivia and series finales?
I'm very knowledgeable about Italian beef sandwiches. I will tell you that.
All of our meat experts have called.
There's
during
a running theme here.
Yes,
yeah.
I know. All right. Well, if we don't have time to finish before the news,
we'll do one round. Before the news.
Yes, exactly. We'll do one round before the news, and let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Don't forget. And you also have Frank and Casey in the studio. If you want to ask for a lifeline, they're shaking their heads no, but do it anyway. You can do it anyway. We'll walk through it. All right. So how would you take it away, John Tatey?
Okay. So here's the game.
While you do this, go ahead.
I know, I'm so jealous of you. So each of these questions is about a famous TV series finale. You should know these shows, most of them at least. And what I've done is I've gone to the review that appeared in the Chicago Tribune the next day and taken a quote out of it. So I'll read you a quote from the Tribune review of this series finale, and you tell me what the show was, okay?
Are you going to go one at a time?
One at a time, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to start with Bob. Bob, do you want question A or B?
Let's go B.
Okay. This is from May 15th, 1998, in the Tribune Review. It read, "Workplace Conversations Friday will likely revolve around the last hurrah of the four rather pathetic New Yorkers."
Seinfeld.
Wow. Excellent. That is correct. 1 point for Bob. Oh, yes.
Yay.
I love the harp.
See, did you know that one?
I did.
Okay.
It wasn't a very good one, was it?
It was not well
received.
No,
I'll tell you what. TV critic Steve Johnson did not care for this finale one bit. If you read the review, it's pretty biting.
Searing? Was it searing?
He's snippy, I would call it.
What was that?
I didn't hear what show was. I didn't hear the answer.
It was Seinfeld.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right.
Now
it's your turn.
Okay, Gary's caught up. Gary, here is your question in this round. After 6 years and a dozen Emmy Awards, NBC's unconventional hospital show left the air Wednesday night after a final scene that may have perplexed many viewers. This is from May 26th, 1988. After 6 years and a dozen Emmy Awards, a dozen, my God, can you imagine it? NBC's unconventional hospital show left the air Wednesday night. Do you have a guess, Gary?
1988.
Yeah.
Marcus Welby. I don't know. Marcus Welby.
That was a good guess, but that is not correct, so I'm going to give Bob a chance to steal.
Go ahead, Bob. Do you know what series that was?
Was it St. Elsewhere?
Very good. That was a tough one. That is correct, Bob.
All right.
Bob
all
goes
right.
up 2 points to nothing. And sorry, Gary, that was a tough question.
How many points do you need to win?
Whoever's got the most after round two will win the after round.
So one more question? That's all.
They both get one more shot.
All right. Yeah. Let's take a break here. We're going to go to the news. Gary, Bob, hang on. We'll do round two in just a moment,
and
you guys.
We have seen comebacks in the TV trivia game before, fellas,
yes,
by the way.
Gary,
so don't give up, Gary.
Do not give up. All right. Let's take a quick break here so I can eat some beef. More after this on 720 WGN from Pops. Thank you so much for hanging out with us pretty late. I hope you're happy, healthy, and safe wherever you are tonight. And don't forget, everything that we say on this show is podcast. Producer Michael Heidemann makes sure that everything is loaded onto iTunes and my Facebook page, Patty V Show. Please go like the page, Patty V Show. You'll see a little bit later, there'll be a photo of everybody that's in studio right now with John Tatey and with Casey and Frank. And that'll be up again on my Facebook page, Patty V Show. We are in the middle of a round of TV trivia focusing on highlighting series finales.
Yes.
While
I
eating...
like the intro in the middle of the show, by the way, Mike. I know it was because of it wasn't on purpose, but I like it.
It just felt right, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
I think we should have a half hour intro every half hour on the half hour.
Right. A cold open. That's right.
Every single time. In studio with us are our friends Frank and Casey from Pop's Italian Beef and Sausage. They're Frank's kids, and he's roped everybody in. How many aunts and uncles get roped into the beef?
That's how we started. Uncle Joe opened the second
into
location.
The business,
Uncle Greg
I should say.
Opened the third location. So yeah, absolutely.
Uncle Joe, Frank.
Yeah, we got everybody.
You guys aren't Italian by any chance.
No, actually.
No?
We're Polish.
Oh, that's right. I should have known by the name.
Yeah.
Your mom's Polish too?
She's Irish.
Oh, she's like, you're like, she's Irish. We let her pretend. Like she's one of us. Poor mom. All right, we are in the middle of a very heated bout of TV trivia. Head-to-head is Bob and Gary. Bob is ahead 2-0. Bob stole the last question from Gary, so it's Bob's turn again.
It's Gary's turn. We're going to start with Gary's turn.
You're going to help out Gary a little bit.
I'm mixing up the format a little bit.
I shall sit down and eat my beef. Go ahead, carry on.
Okay, so if you're just joining us, yes, Bob was up 2-0, but a comeback is possible here, folks, in the climactic... Round two. You like that, Patty? Climactic?
I really did. My mouth is full. Continue.
Okay. To remind you, I'm going to read a quote from the Chicago Tribune review of a famous TV series finale, and our contestants have to tell me what show it was. Okay. Gary, do you want question A or B?
Can we go three rounds?
Gary,
I'm sorry.
You gotta have faith in yourself here. This could be your moment.
Question A.
All right. I'm feeling it, Gary, for you. Okay. Here begins the comeback begins now.
Okay.
This was April 7th, 2016, appeared in the Tribune. Really, though, this is what this show has been. A big, basically cheese ball, unapologetically mainstream take on the American dream of coming from nowhere to become a star. April 7th, 2016. Ooh, nice touch.
Lifeline.
Okay. I wish anybody in the studio could help you. Esmeralda, can you be Gary's lifeline at all? Hold on, Michael. Michael, can you be Gary's lifeline?
Oh, man, I don't know, Gary.
2016. One more time.
Really, though, that is what this show has been. A big, basically cheeseball, unapologetically mainstream take on the American dream of coming from nowhere to become a star. I must have an answer, Gary.
Well, I guess you're going to have to give this one to Bob.
Oh, you have no guess, Gary. Okay.
No, I have no guess.
Bob, do you want to take a crack at it?
Is it that show that just came back, American Idol? I don't know.
Bob, you are on fire tonight. It is American Idol.
Ooh.
Yes. Wow. 3-0. This one is turning into a laugher. But yes, American Idol is back on the air now. But remember, it did have a series finale.
On Fox, and now it's come back.
And tonight it came back, and spoiler coming up for tonight's American Idol finale on ABC, Maddie Poppy won.
Oh,
I know
dear.
Nothing about her other than the fact that she is named Maddie Poppy, and that is enough for me.
And I believe she's from Iowa.
She's from Iowa, yes. I saw
she's
that
the first,
too, Patty.
The first Iowan to win.
Yeah.
Oh, is she?
Yes.
Wow. What a proud achievement.
Hey,
okay.
I'm saying, take them where you can.
Okay. Never saw the show in my life.
Oh, well, it's quite entertaining, Gary. America loves it. Bob, here's your question. This is just to make it a shutout. Bob, this is from May 19th, 1997. Her series, which began as an extension of her comedy act, matured into an extension of working class America. May 19th, 1997. Her series, which began as an extension of her comedy act, clue number one, matured into an extension of working class America.
Are we talking about another show that came back?
Oh, might we be?
Roseanne?
That is correct. Yay. It is Roseanne. Bob went 4 for 4.
I think this means TV.
And I knew that one. That's the only one I knew.
Well, now here's the thing, because I know that Gary has called frequently and is very patient with these games. Bob, you have won the gift card to Apt Electronics, and
I agree with the applause. It's a very brief applause.
And for you, Gary, I have a parting prize for you as well. Isn't that how we say it in the game show biz?
Sure.
The backup prize.
Parting gift.
Parting gift, yeah, yes.
Because he did not win any prize.
No, but he's won a gift. A desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling. The 60-Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC, Gary. That's your parting.
That's a nice parting gift. I love when we give away the weather station.
So stand by, you guys, and Michael will get information from you. That's Bob gets the... gift card from and I hung up on Gary, so that happened. Sorry, Gary, call back. I didn't mean to do that.
The ultimate in betrayal.
No, you have a prize. Too bad. Wah, wah, wah.
I know. You got his hopes up right at the end there. And then, good luck telling the weather now,
no,
Gary.
No, he'll Gary call back. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Casey and Frank for hanging out with us and bringing this great beef. Did you now were any of those shows ones? Do you watch American Idol?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you watch this season?
No.
Oh. No, couldn't get it. You've been busy.
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little bit busy. How about you, Frank? It. Did you ever watch?
Being an uncle.
Busy being an uncle. Frank, get out. Give me a
break.
Beef sandwiches.
All the beefs. What should people know about Pops? What do you most want them to know about this restaurant that your family started, that your dad built from the ground up?
Yeah, I think although it's become a franchise, we're still very much family oriented. Each one of our franchisees, they love the communities that we're in. We love each other. So we're really proud of our recipe. And each one's, you know, serves and slices and cooks in house every day, and so we're really proud of what we have and you know the communities we've been a part of.
I'm a first timer and I loved it.
It's good. I'm glad. Yeah, it really, thank you. Thank you very much.
Really, really good. All the jardinera and the sweet peppers and all that.
And the au jus, as it's called.
The au jus. Happy National Italian Beef Day, everybody. You can celebrate on the 27th, but they're having an ahead of Memorial Day celebration in case you're traveling. $3 beef sandwiches at Pops, all the locations.
And on that Sunday, we are having $5 beef and Friday to celebrate that Sunday. Excellent. So if you are in town,
beef and fries.
Beef and fries, yeah.
All right, then. So. All right, very good. Thank you guys so much. It was lovely to meet you. Look forward to having you guys back.
Thank you.
Please. I mean, yeah, I like you. Your sandwiches.
Every Tuesday, if you can.
Thankfully, there'll be a new gym at the new location on the second floor. Is that gym open 24 hours, Michael? Do you happen to know? I'm going to need that to be open 24 hours. Is it?
Yeah.
That would be magic.
Oh, man, especially for this Italian beef.
I'm saying. Oh, just run there.
I might work out before my appearances.
That's how you work it. All right, Gary. Gary has not called back yet. Gary, please call back.
No.
I apologize for disconnecting you. Please call back.
Right.
I have to ask for Gary to call back the rest of the show. He's so mad at me. I have a desktop weather station for you, Gary.
Gary, you got to know what the weather is.
I'm saying.
You can't look out the window like everybody else. Get a station thing.
Get a weather station. All right. I'm going to take a selfie with you guys in a photo. More after this on 720 WGN. The incredible Pops Italian beef and sausage folks have left the room, John. They brought so much happiness.
Patty, I skipped dinner tonight by not on purpose, but
I didn't even. I should tell people when we're gonna. I don't always know. I hate to assume because a restaurant's coming in. We don't ask for food, right? So sometimes they don't, and I've told people, this restaurant's coming, and they don't eat, and I'm like, I can't. I'm not gonna. It's not. Necessary.
I know not to count on, but you know, it worked out perfectly
because
I was starving when I got here, and then it's just this. And now,
poor Steve Van Dinter walks in.
Steve Van Dinter,
and he's like, I already ate.
I was going to say, well, it smells nice in here.
Yes, it does. You can take one home with you, though.
All right.
These reheat wonderfully.
Excellent.
Look at him unpacking all the gadgets already.
I know. Can we talk about the gadgets?
Yes,
I know it's jumping the gun a little bit.
Okay, but before we do, we do have to talk about pop culture just a little bit with you, John. Because I don't know if you were here the night Adam Selzer was here and sent me down a path, and most of my listeners are about to roll their eyes and they're like, oh my God, not with Cobra Kai again. It is so good, John. Have you've watched it and not liked it?
What
you don't know what Cobra Kai is? This is exciting
for
me.
Are you talking about
The Karate Kid? Yes, I am.
Wait, so what? You have just discovered The Karate Kid? Is that what you're saying?
This is a delicious moment for me. So YouTube Red has launched a series. It's a 10-episode.
Oh.
Pretty much every episode is a half an hour, so it's quickly consumable. And
this is new, then, you're
saying. This picks up 34 years after Danny LaRusso kicks Johnny Lawrence in the face to win the All-Valley Karate Championship. Okay. And the thing is that's so amazing about it, it's the eyes in are through Johnny Lawrence. And it's from his point of view, what's gone on in his life, where he is, and Danny LaRusso's in this as well. You have even Danny's mom shows up a little bit later. And it's so much fun. I would say it's better done than the movie. The storytelling of it, the character of Johnny, I'm fascinated.
You're into it. YouTube Red, really?
YouTube Red. The first two episodes are free, and then they offer like a month subscription and like a trial one, so you can watch the rest
of
the episodes.
YouTube Red is, Patty. I agree.
Cobra
the pop
Kai
culture
was.
Student became the master there. I'm not going to dispute that.
You want to see? I think it's up to like, I don't know if it's like 20 million. I don't know what it's up to, but it's pretty.
The YouTube?
The viewership of Cobra Kai. Yeah.
Oh.
And again, it's really well done.
Oh, how'd you slip this one past me?
I'm
fascinated by that.
It's been 3 weeks. I thought for sure we could, I would get all excited and we would talk about it. So now your assignment before next week is to watch Cobra Kai so I can dork out both on.
Okay, I will.
On by the way, for everyone, I will try to tone it down after John and I have a conversation about it on the air because.
Oh, I can't wait, though. Tone it up for that. I'm going to study up.
You know
what I've been boning up on is the superhero movies.
Oh,
which are not bad this summer.
So, yeah, I've seen...
And you know I'm not really one for the superhero stuff, typically.
So when you say boning up, did you see the ones leading up to Infinity War?
Oh, no. let's not get crazy, Patty. When I say boning up, I mean I'm going to see the movies.
Yeah, but
I'm proud of myself.
How does Infinity War even make any sense without sort of...
Well, I know that I've seen a lot. I mean, I think I've actually seen most of them.
Okay, so...
Because... You know, I can't be a total failure as a pop culture expert, even though I didn't know about Cobra Kai, but I've been enjoying them lately.
Now, which ones do you enjoy? And Steve, do you also watch the...
Steve, have you seen Deadpool 2 yet?
I have not. That's on my list of things
you
to watch.
You want to see it?
Yeah, I'm going to go see it.
Did you like it?
I thought it was better than the reviews generally held. I liked how self-referential that character is. And yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I've heard good things about it.
So that's my quick recommendation.
I've heard bad things. Nick was not a fan, but he was not a fan of the first one either. So Nick D, our in-house film critic.
Didn't like the first Deadpool.
He did not. He did not like, and he really does not like I think he liked this one better than the first, but the baseline is so low.
Wow.
I was going to say, I don't ever go in with high expectations. I just want to be entertained.
Yeah.
You know.
That's best.
I'm pretty easy to be satisfied at a movie.
Yeah, when I saw Deadpool, I had no expectations for it. So that was I was by myself. I was on the road and I was like, it was my first time in one of those recliner seats in a movie theater.
Oh, those are so nice.
I can't go back to regular seats.
No, not at all.
No.
And then they have the ones where people bring food around and I just want them to slide it into my face. It's like, as long as I'm being lazy, just open my mouth.
It's not enough that they put it on a tray within arm's reach.
It's so weird.
They have to
please feed me.
It's interesting that you want them to slide it in.
Just
it's
kidding.
Such an image.
Being in those theaters reminds me of being in WALL-E. The people in WALL-E just slide through.
Now I'm not going to be able to forget that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure.
Here, have your tummy
beef. I don't care.
I'm fine with it.
Now it's 11:55. I might have to stay an extra segment
about
the gadgets.
That sounds just fine. Look at all the toys he brought in studio.
I know.
Too.
Always something fun, right?
Exactly. All right.
So it's it's graduation season. So
yes.
I thought it'd be a little appropriate to bring some tech gifts for the graduate. If you're kind of stuck on what to get that graduate this year, I've got a slew of ideas here.
Ooh, a slew.
Yeah.
We'll wet our whistle with, can we get one in before the break?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We got a minute.
All right.
Wait, Michael,
yes.
We have a minute. Literally.
Michael says yes. Awesome. Yes. Cool. Well, the one I was going to suggest first then, for the forgetful student, and who isn't, there's a lot of us out there, adults, that are forgetful as well.
It's all that weed.
Right. I'm not going to comment on that, what they're doing, but I brought the Tile Style and the Tile Sport. So these are the little tile chips that you can put into a backpack, into a purse, into onto your keys, things, anything that you basically can lose. What's cool about them, though, is you know, they've now beefed them up or boned them up, as John would say, with extra durability. So these are now waterproof. They have twice the range, and they're twice as loud. So I've got one actually hidden in a passport here. Not hidden, because my passport's literally in sight. But I can hit the app, and you'll hear it.
Oh.
You hear it chirping there.
Oh, so, and it's so jaunty. Actually, it's like, you found me.
Yeah, so you can
run around here
and find it. But if you didn't know where it was, it actually shows on a map exactly where the passport was last seen. So if it's not in the area, you can at least be like, okay, it was last spotted at home, or hopefully not still at the hotel where you were at.
See, now I want to ask you more about that, but after the news, because I know that we have to break.
Let's take a break here. Find out more about that when we come back. We're hanging out with Steve Van Dinter. Thank you, Verizon, for letting him bring in all the cool toys. And John Tatey dazzling us with all the... I really love the quirky trivia ones, too. It's like, I love piecing that together. Michael has a similar game, so maybe we need to figure out how to blend those two.
Oh, really?
Off the reviews. More after this on 720 WGN. Thank you so much for hanging out pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and we are live in the Allstate Showcase studio for the Patty V Show. I hope that you're happy and healthy wherever you are, and definitely safe. If you miss any of the show, don't forget that we will have that up. Executive producer Michael Heidemann will have that loaded onto iTunes, and you can also check it out on my Facebook page, Patty V Show. Joining me in studio is John Tatey, pop culture expert John Tatey. And it is Tech Tuesday. Joining us in the studio is Steve Van Dinter, bringing us some great toys from Verizon. You can follow him on Twitter at S Van Dinter, and you can follow John Tatey at John Tatey, T-E-T-I, on Twitter.
That's right, Patty.
And you're fascinated by the...
I'm fascinated by the tiles.
The locator tiles that you can slip inside your a phone case or in your wallet.
Pretty much anything where they fit in or clip onto.
And it's a square, a little bigger than a postage stamp.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen these before, and I think you mentioned sort of offhand, you said that if you lose something, you can bring it up on your phone and it shows you the last place it was seen.
Yes.
Now, is this one of those things where everybody who has the Tile app can quote unquote see your
Nope. So the first time you activate this, you actually pair it to your device itself. So they do a unique secure encrypted connection between your phone and the Tile. And actually, once it's paired to a device or to your account, then that's the only account that can actually see it.
Well, I didn't mean anything sinister by that, but I meant, aren't there some Bluetooth locator things where there's a network of people?
I see what you're saying. So where it'll relay.
So
that's kind of how it does its last known seen thing. So your phone actually keeps track of it, or I can see, for instance, it'll say when I open up the app how many tiles are actually nearby, and it doesn't look like there's any right now. But sometimes, 16,103, so it just popped up.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can help other people find their stuff, but you cannot see their stuff.
I just know they're nearby.
But your phone is part of the network.
So there's 16,000 in that little circle. So basically downtown Chicago right now.
Steve always opens my eyes to things that I'm fascinated by. But then I'm like, what? Why do I know these things? Why am I seeing how many tiles are downtown? What is happening?
The most important thing is finding the item that is yours.
Yes.
And so you'll see on that map as well. It'll show, it actually shows all of my things being here because they're all here. But if they weren't. if I had left my passport at home, it would have shown that it was still there. It was at least last seen there.
Well, and the great thing about having the locators too is that, I mean, it just saves time, you know?
Absolutely.
Because you're trying to get out of the house. For me, it's always the keys and the phone. Those are the two, and mostly I would say the keys.
So as I was telling John in the break, what I love about the Tile too is not just finding the items you have Tile attached to, mm-hmm. but there are times when we lose our phones themselves. So you literally just double click on the E on the Tile itself. I don't know if you can hear that. My phone just started ringing. I've got it on silent right now.
Oh, you're calling your phone.
Yeah. So
basically.
It rings your phone then. So if your phone was stuck in the couch crack or underneath your seat in your car, mm-hmm. It would be ringing.
That's really clever.
I like that a lot.
And okay, more gadgets.
Yeah. Yes, more gadgets. John's like, moving on, because I have to go soon.
Yes,
he's,
absolutely.
He's extended his stay, which
keep,
he rarely
keep in mind
does.
All these, again, in the vein of the graduate. So it may not necessarily be the highest of tech, but I think these would be cool tech items for the graduate. So this next one is a black box you see here. This is a Mophie Charge Station Force. What's unique about this is not the fact that it's got the USB port where you can plug in, but the fact that if you've got a new iPhone or an Android device with wireless charging, you see if I hold it up to it, it instantly starts charging. So there's actually Qi wireless charging built into it, which makes it very convenient to just set a device on it like your new iPhone.
So
or
it's
your
this
Android.
Black box if the size of like a deck of playing cards.
Yep.
And it's got USB charge ports in it, but it also does the wireless thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
if
so
you really want to look like a bit of a douche at the airport,
wow.
This is your
thing. That's your way to do it.
I'm not knocking it. I think it's cool.
Think about it. The most annoying thing about a battery pack is having to remember to pack your charging cable, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I have a whole bag, and John knows this, the makeup bags.
Yeah. Rat's nest in there.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. Like you walk around, and I have a bag the same way that's just full of all these chargers from all these different devices that I have.
What?
But if you got wireless charging, now you just set it on there, mm-hmm. and you're good to go.
For one thing at a time,
right?
Which phones are wireless chargers?
So the Pixel that we have is not.
Not.
But the devices like the Samsung Galaxy S9, the S8, the S7, the iPhone 8, the iPhone X. You know, we've got numerous Android devices that have it built in. So
not the Pixel though, huh? I didn't know that.
No. So they went with the metal back, which, you know, works for durability, but it does not transmit electricity through it. So if you notice, that's why Apple went with the glass back.
The glass back.
That's why Samsung has the glass back. It's all because of the ability to transfer the magnetic signal.
Plus, it's pretty.
Well, it is pretty. It's also pretty dangerous when it comes to the floor or something. But no, that's why manufacturers do that.
Can we get one more gadget?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We need to get two more before
Feed me gadgets.
So this is one that the only one that I'm talking about today that Verizon does not sell, but because we're keeping in mind with the graduate, I wanted to go with low budget. I had just discovered these. I think it's pretty amazing. So two engineers from Amazon actually spun off and created a company called Wyzecam, W-Y-Z-E. And it's a small little camera device. Price on this is $20. One-time fee.
What?
I'm going to show you a live picture from...
So it's a little webcam-looking thing,
yeah,
right?
But I'm going to show you from my apartment exactly what it looks like. I've got two of these in my place. You can see here, there is actually a infrared.
I'm looking in your front door.
Oh, did you cancel out of it?
There's so much screen on
it's
that.
It's very complicated.
It's hard to hand those over, those edge-to-edge
ones. One more time.
Oh, that was almost tragic. I just want everyone to know how nimble.
That was amazing.
You caught that together.
Was an amazing catch.
Yes, that was a team effort.
So you can
right
see
there.
there's actually infrared.
Steve's kitchen right
so there's a front door I've got in a kitchen. So you've got infrared capabilities, so both daytime and nighttime. So you got night cam vision. You have free cloud storage for 2 weeks. So you know other cameras tend to charge for that. So this one actually does not. It's a one-time $20 fee. And if you slide in a micro SD card, which I have. You can actually go back in time and scroll through the day and even do time lapse and things like that. So it is not outdoor ready, but I've seen some people on Twitter that have, you know, mounted these outside just because they're so cheap, and they seem to actually do pretty good.
I'm zooming in on your armchair here.
All right.
You showed us the infrared of your kitchen. Is it color when there's light?
It is in color when it's light. Yeah, I can. I'll scroll back and show you some.
$20. Wow.
Yeah, it's $20 one-time fee.
What is it called?
Wyze. W-Y-Z-E.
And people use these for, you know, making sure that nothing's going on. Maybe they're worried. For you, it's your landlord a little bit. I know that you were upset that they were coming in.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm now able to keep track. And what I do is set some time parameters as well. So, actually, the lights outside just turned off. you can set parameters. So, right when I'm gone at work during the day, I actually have it turn on to keep track and notify me of any movement. So, like when my Roomba goes out and vacuums at, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning,
What's
I get a notification.
What's this about your landlord, though?
You know, they have come in when I was not aware they were coming, and so I will see them pop up on my camera, and I can talk to them. So that's the other thing,
you
too.
Can, I was
what?
Just going to ask if
two-way
you could
audio.
Be the ominous voice of God.
So it was funny. There was a I had maintenance had come in to fix a sink issue I was having, and I got notified that the guy was there and was watching him, and he went and sat on my couch and started talking to, I presume, his girlfriend based on the conversation I could hear. I let it go on for about 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I was like, okay, this is like way too long. So I have the Philips Hue lights at my place, so I started turning the lights red. Which I thought was a pretty good indicator.
How
that,
sinister.
Yeah, so then he was frightened by that and wondering why the lights were turning red. I heard him tell his friend on the phone. And then
and you're like, get
out. He continued to sit there.
Oh, no.
And then my Roomba came out and started vacuuming, and then he was running around my place doing crazy Snapchats with my Roomba. And so finally I just chimed in. I was like, hey, sink, could you get working on my sink, please? He was like... looking up and all around. I'm just like, come on, you know?
Wow. That's fantastic. Did you ever say anything to your landlord?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I chuckled, though. It was fun.
Still, it's kind of annoying.
But if you think about it, like, so, you know, if you want to keep track of what's going on, and if you're, you know, moving into an apartment and you don't want your roommates popping in there, you could always put in one of these cheap cameras to keep track of what's going on, make sure your stuff doesn't go missing. And for folks, you know, just in general, keeping track of your things at your house certainly is an inexpensive way to do that.
Well, and this has really come a long way from when I had my kids for baby monitoring, too, like putting a camera in their room to watch them on your phone. Like, we would have given anything for that when the boys were little.
Yeah, sure.
You know, because like Steve was always worried that like Griffin wasn't breathing. So he was like at the point where he would wake him up to see if he was breathing or
I know
or,
it
like,
well.
Sure. Or put the mirror. I was like, I had to buy him a camping mirror to put under his nose. So that,
for real?
Oh, yeah. I was like, because, well, before the kids, he would do it to me. He would like wake me up because he would think that I hadn't moved in a long time.
So did you have just audio monitors? Or
yeah,
did you
we only had audio monitors. Yeah. So we would have loved to have had it because the video monitors were like over $200, $300. So we just never did that for $20.
Yeah.
This does.
I never even thought about it as a baby cam, but you certainly could do that.
And the baby video monitors are pretty cheap now, too. And it's just like sometimes I like we'll see Leo, my 2-year-old, like dancing in the bed or something like that. And I just think.
It's great.
10 years ago, I would never have known they even did that.
Yeah, right. You would never have been able to do that.
What if you had this set up, too? If you had motion detection, like I said, it clips it for you. You can actually download those clips onto your phone and save them. So if there were cute moments you wanted to preserve, you could certainly do that.
Wow.
When he's like talking to himself
Thank
in
goodness
bed
for
such...
omnipresent surveillance.
Yeah, it's going to come up at his wedding. This was you when you were 2, Leo. By the way, from Aaron, Aaron says that Community Find does allow all the users to help find your stuff if you choose to do so. For weird, I guess it's about the tiles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Great. See, I didn't mean anything mean about it.
No.
It's nice. Yeah.
No, it's not a sinister thing at all.
It's a little creepy. But it's good to know that people
well,
can
so
help
was
you.
Well, so the cameras everywhere, but this is the new reality.
Before you go, John, I do want to catch up with some of the texts that we didn't get a chance to read while our other guests were here as well. Well, not that one. We miss Pops in Western Michigan University's campus, Kalamazoo, Michigan. So that was one. But someone wrote to us, Buttig pastrami on marble rye with mustard is wonderful. By the way, Buttig, are you familiar with Buttig Meats?
No.
Oh, it's so good. They come in these. They come in packets, so you can get like a packet for like close to.
Do you
to
know
a
what
buck.
This is, Steve?
Do you know Buttig Meats?
I have not heard of this. No.
You don't, what do you mean? Okay, that's it. We've got to get some Buttig Meats for the next time Steve and John Tatey. We know the.
Are they Chicago original or?
We know Mr. Buttig. We have to have him come in the studio.
It comes in a packet.
Yeah, it's like a packet. It's in your. It's in your deli meat section at the grocery store.
Is it a Chicago?
It's a Chicago based. Okay. Yeah, Chicago based. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's the best. Oh. My favorite are the turkey slices.
Buttig Meats and some Cobra Kai. Should I do them together? Together?
Get yourself some Cobra. They don't really. It's not necessarily linked together. Although it is part. Both are such integral parts of my childhood. So that works.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I made all my sandwiches with Buttig Meats. Which, speaking of which, was hold on 1 second. Is Cobra Kai related to Kubla and Genghis Khan? That's from Trucker Jamie. But one listener, by the way, Gary did not call back. And the 630 says, if Gary doesn't call back to claim his weather station, I'll be glad to claim it in his place. And if he should come back to claim it, I'll be glad to relinquish to him because he is the rightful recipient. That's very nice and gracious of the 630.
Are we going to give it to the 630? Because I don't think Gary's calling back.
They're offering to take care of it in the interim. I love the way that's one of the most eloquent.
Oh, I see. They were going to give it back, not even just relinquish the.
Yeah, they want to be the caregiver of the weather station.
Caretaker. That's adorable.
They don't want to get lost in the movie, right?
This is a good point.
Oh,
this is
a very
good point.
This
might be, I don't know yet because they keep moving the dates around, but it is. Were you on the conference call today? I know it gets weird when we talk about the conference calls on the air.
The conference call.
The conference call.
The chill in the air when the conference call comes.
She gets Steve's device for the conference call. Ooh. We kind of have it.
Yeah, I don't look at the pictures anymore because you can see everybody like almost like Brady Bunch style. And I can't, like, sometimes you'll get like a shot up somebody's nose. Or you were not eating a banana last week while they said on the air on Cochrane's show that you were eating a banana on the conference call. She says she has a screenshot of you eating a banana on the conference call, and I don't remember you ever like having your camera on. Do you remember eating?
What is that picture for?
Record it next time, Mike.
Mary Sandberg said that you were eating a banana on the conference call.
I mean, it's at noon. It's during lunchtime. I don't think that I should be ousted for my banana eating ways.
I was not on that call.
Nobody wants to oust you.
They were all in the air on Steve's show talking about the conference call and how people have questions at the end, and Michael's eating a banana, and Justin Coffin's usually crunching on a salad or something. So I was just getting out of bed, and I called, and I was like... Was there a conference call yesterday? I did not. I totally slept through it.
Oh no.
Yes. Yeah. So
you missed the banana too.
I missed the banana.
Mike, you should make that your trademark now. Yeah. Do it every time.
You'll have to ask Mary for a screenshot of your banana. Yeah, as I don't know what the long game. Various fruits. Yeah. What's Michael eating on the conference call today? I like that.
That's good.
He has a plum. But there'll be times.
There's so many options.
Papaya, I have to go grocery.
Like, starfruit.
And then you freak her out and you eat something savory.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, Mary has an issue with too much sound. Like different sounds make her crazy on the conference call. Which she's right. When your microphone is on, it pulls the camera to your device.
Yeah.
So like we'll be like sitting there and someone throws their device on their kitchen counter and now we're looking at the ceiling tiles in their kitchen. Or we'll hear their kid like coming around trying to grab something and it gets a little bit hectic.
It's like a terrible system.
Call courtesy just to like mute your line if you're not the one talking.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. I do continue to talk, but I just have my microphone off. Mm-hmm. I feel that that's better for everybody.
It's very effective. Yeah.
Oh, it keeps things moving along. If we could all just keep our microphones off during this conference call.
That's how you started the show tonight, in fact.
It really is. Can we suggest that next time? Ez, what do you think? Could everyone turn their microphones off? Todd, you as well.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's rude.
I guess all in, you'd be all unanimous.
We all just get on the conference call. We wave at each other.
Oh,
and then we're like, something like that.
My favorite is when people leave their line open, but don't know that their line's open, and they're having a conversation with a coworker, and you know they're actually not listening at all, to the point where someone is calling them out, hey, whoever has their line open right now, and the conversation just continues. And it's like, they're talking about the conference call.
Oh.
You're like, hey. You may want to turn it off.
Well, and then there'll be people in the same room, so we're getting a feedback. Uh-huh. We'll get like an echo chamber.
You guys should just have a chat room.
I know. Or we should just like have an in-person one once a month. I don't know. It's not up to me. It goes well. It's nice to hear. Check in with everybody. See how everyone's doing. This is me telling management. I'm game for whatever you want to do. Whatever's going on, I'm good with that. But was it your understanding that we're moving the date around again?
Yeah, I think that the date has been kind of hovering around the 31st.
But I didn't understand if that was so. That's
good because it's not in every month then.
Yeah, I stopped myself from asking. I did. I was like, oh, I don't think there's 31
days in
June.
Think of.
Yeah, I was like, there's not 31 days in June. So it must be at the end of May, but I don't know. You know what? They'll just tell me where to do my show, and that's where I'll be.
Okay. Well, dial me in before you eat an elongated fruit again, will you, Mike?
Yeah, I will. I'll conference call you on that one. Mm-hmm. I think it sounds good.
You should eat more pickles.
Ooh, I like that. But
thanks,
so we need a screenshot of Michael eating pickles.
I'd definitely have to put that on mute though.
Yes, please.
Because you don't want like a crunch in the middle of it.
I'm gonna start sending him stuff to eat on the conference calls.
That's good. This could be a game in the show.
I think so. Well, what did Mike eat during the conference call? It's like Paul's game, but everyone has to really guess.
Mm-hmm. It could be like a sponsored thing.
Ooh, I like that too.
Sponsored by Pop's Italian Beef. Just eating a big old beef.
That's perfect.
It's just produced this segment. I mean,
that takes care of itself.
Yep.
It's all good. Well, John, thank you so much for hanging out a little extra. This is like the longest I think that you've stayed in almost the entire time.
I'm honored.
I did the whole show.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. You did. That's a long haul, isn't it?
I was dragging a little bit by the end.
It's okay.
That was a tough one.
You didn't get your 4-hour nap in?
Yeah, I gotta get the four-hour nap.
I'm about to get it in.
I'm gonna need my listeners to all take a four-hour nap before they tune into my show. If we could all start fresh at 11 p.m.
Did you say that on the air? No. Steve took this four-hour nap today to prepare for the show. It sounds like the worst. I'm glad it worked for you, Steve, but I feel like I would be so
according to my Fitbit,
up
I actually hit REM sleep too. Oh. It was a power sleep.
New trend for you, maybe.
I know, right?
At least you get to use your gadgets even in your sleep. Exactly. That is commitment.
He is definitely hardcore with those gadgets. Thank you so much, John. Follow him on Twitter at John Tatey. That's T-E-T-I. And also follow him on Facebook. And look forward to having you on next week.
See you then, Patty. You back.
Thank you, John. See you, John. More gadgets and gear when we come back with Tech Tuesday, Steve Van Dinter. Tech Tuesday with Steve Van Dinter bringing in all the coolest gadgets from Verizon. It is graduation season, so Steve's brought in some ideas for your grad. My son will be graduating from eighth grade, so a couple of these look like great little gadgets for him.
I still can't believe he's going to be driving soon. That's crazy.
I know, because he turns 15. He's always the oldest in his class. So he'll be
very popular when he gets his car.
Having been the only person who had a car in my neighborhood, I gave everybody rides. My poor mom. I don't know how they made it through my high school years. I don't know how she makes it now. But you've got some wonderful ideas. So far, we've talked about those tiles that you can slip in your phone case or in your wallet. You can find out where you've left things, if it's in the couch or under your car. See, I love that. We also talked about the charger.
The Mophie Charge Force Power Station. So that's the wireless enabled portable charger, which is nice because you don't have to bring along the cables.
And then the really cool $20 camera by Wyze.
Yeah, that's the Wyze Cam. Yeah, that one is very cool and very inexpensive, kind of a way to, add additional security. Or if you're heading into a dorm room or a multi-unit dwelling and you want to keep track of your own personal belongings, you could easily pop that up and get alerted whenever there's movement in your personal space.
Wow. And also, if your dog is doing some funny stuff while you're away.
Or if your dog, or cat, or kid, or, you name it.
Hold on a second. What is this, Gary? Hey, Gary, how are you doing tonight?
How am I doing tonight? It's the second time you asked me.
Yes, I know.
And then you hung up on me.
I know, and I said, call us back. I kept pleading with you to call me back. And
I know, but first of all, I had to call the radio police.
Oh, and pull over the show.
The radio police said that that was deceptive radio practice, and you have to throw in a beef sandwich.
Yeah, sorry, I wish I could deliver this to you, but I've pretty much handed out almost all of them. There's one left, and it's going to be a death duel to the with a battle between Nick D and Vic Vaughn. I think is what's going to happen. I gave one of our cleaning ladies a beef sandwich, and we also gave one to Dan Chigrou. So we'll have to see who gets the last one. Sorry about that, Gary.
I'll tell you what. I'll let you owe me one.
I'll owe you one. Will you hold on for the weather station?
Oh, yes. And it's better I owe you. Better you owe me than not pay me. Just remember that.
All right. Okay? Good to know, Gary.
Sandwich is going to travel very well through the mail anyway. So.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So this will be better for everybody, for your digestive system in particular. Thanks, Gary. Hold on the line, and Michael will get your information. And we are sending out the indoor weather station, your desktop weather station. I'm vamping as I try to pull up the information so that I can... American Weather Makers. Hold on. I just have to make sure that I didn't have it in front of me because Gary surprised me by calling back. It was that was quite the delay. I disconnected with him accidentally over an hour ago. Desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weather Makers. Heating and cooling. The 60-Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. So congratulations to Gary. So we've talked about some cool devices. I see that you had a mysterious voice during the news.
You never know when you hear voices, right? Where they're coming from over here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually a portable Bluetooth and Wi-Fi enabled speaker. So this is perfect for the grad that is going to be out celebrating this summer. So, music obviously being a very, very important part of that. And this is no ordinary Bluetooth speaker. So this is the Ultimate Ears Blast. So the UE Blast. Very similar to the UE Boom 2 in terms of size, but what's different about this one is it's Wi-Fi enabled as well. So what I mean by that is people are very familiar with having Alexa, Amazon's Alexa, in their home, right? It's very similar to Google Home. You can talk to it, ask it questions. These are devices, though, typically are plugged into a wall, and they're hooked up to your home Wi-Fi. They're not portable. But this one, this UE Blast, actually is Wi-Fi enabled
and it's portable battery powered. So now let's say we go to Lake Michigan shore and we want to have a little music playing while we're enjoying the beach there. You throw up a Wi-Fi hotspot from your phone, and now you've actually got Alexa right there in your hand. So when you want to know what the weather forecast is, you just say, Alexa, what's the weather forecast for Chicago tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear.
Weather alert for Chicago, Illinois. There's a flood warning in
what?
Effect until Thursday, May 24th, 7 a.m. We'll see intermittent clouds and can expect a high of 70 degrees and a low of 55 degrees.
There you go. So you know what your beach forecast looks like. But in addition to weather, you can do anything else you would typically do with your Alexa at home, setting alarms, setting reminders, getting updates, just saying tune in to WGN to listen to Patty's show.
Hey, Alexa, tune in to WGN Radio.
Exactly. Or even get your radio from Spotify and things like that. So really nice and portable, compact factor. Plus, it's also Bluetooth enabled, so if you want to go ahead and stream music instead to it, that way you can do that. And it's drop-proof, dust-proof, and waterproof, so that means it's, of course, summer-proof as well.
Excellent. By the way, I just noticed today that ComEd is like offering a way for folks to get free Google Minis. Did you see this?
I did not.
I'm going to find out more during a break, but I was just like, why am I going to? I already have my Google Mini.
Yeah, well, you can always have two.
I do enjoy that a lot.
But I'm so glad because you guys were
very hesitant.
I mean, there was some hesitation at first.
My husband.
I don't think without the push, Google would have made it into your home, but I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Well, I do giggle because Steve is hooked on the music from Coco. So
okay.
A lot of the songs are in Spanish, so he'll try to like ask for it and not it play something completely different, and I'll walk in and I'll try to say this I'm like, what were you asking for,
and does it work better?
Yeah, Steve is convinced that that Google just knows when I'm just home, even though it doesn't hear my voice. Like, it refuses to cooperate with him.
I don't think that's right.
I know, I don't think so either, but he's freaked out about it a little bit. You have a lot more gadgets lined up, so let's take a break here and find out what else you have in store for
us. Sounds good. Always something new.
Yeah, Steve Van Dinter in studio with us for Tech Tuesday, and let you know what. And these are obviously we're talking about with a focus in mind for your graduates, but these are cool toys for everybody.
Yeah,
more after this. Yeah, what were you saying?
I was just saying I'd love any of these gifts if you want to shower me with them. So.
Oh, fair enough. Me too. More after this on 720 WGN. It is Tech Tuesday. We're hanging out with Steve Van Dinter, who just freaked out one of our listeners, who is, when Alexa was giving the weather, just mentioned Alexa interrupted my listening to your show to give me the local weather.
Oh,
no. I'm sorry.
Sorry, well, now you know what the forecast is tomorrow.
That laugh was a little haughty. I'm going to rein that in, and I apologize to everyone involved. I didn't mean to laugh at you. I was a little pumped from the music.
You were excited, yeah.
It was very cool. But I apologize to the 301 that our Alexa interrupted your Alexa. Can you have Alexas talking to each other? Let's not freak everybody out.
I think you can.
Right.
You know, if you say the right keywords.
I would like to know if you have a chance, listeners, to call or text us. I'm curious about how many people are listening to us on a smart speaker, because we've talked about it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, everyone has, people tend to use TuneIn Radio or iHeartRadio. And this is one way to listen to the show.
I love it. It's, I travel quite a bit, and it's great for me to be able to call up your show wherever I am.
Right.
You don't have to worry about where the signal is if you're, here. Or down in Cape Canaveral.
Or in downtown Chicago.
Right?
Yeah, you can't necessarily pick up WGN when you're downtown very well.
Yeah, and it always comes in crystal clear, and it's always great to hear it like that. So.
Are car manufacturers linking up like a Google
iTunes
Radio?
So I was going to say my vehicle is both Android Auto and Apple CarPlay.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter which device I'm using, it's as easy as just saying tune in to WGN Radio or play WGN Radio, and it'll do it.
So there you go. So if you are on the move, if you're driving although with the nice thing here is as long as the car manufacturers continue to put AM/FM radios, mm-hmm. we'll be okay for a little bit. But yeah, I mean, it is easy to just go, hey, can tune in.
That's the thing for me. It's like I don't have to mess with pushing buttons. It's all via voice, and
right.
That's probably a little lazy. It sounds like, but
no, I've been doing the same. Oh, are you kidding me? I do voice to text. Ask Michael how great those works of art, literature. As have you had the pleasure of reading any of my ridiculous voice to text messages? I think so.
If I have, they've been very accurate.
Okay, I try to.
You just say it and send it? You don't
sometimes
go back and correct?
Or I'm so convinced that there was no way my phone could have misunderstood me. I believe I said, I messaged Michael and I said, hey, we have to move Binge and Uncorked to next week. And I just hit send and it said Benjamin Court. and Michael was just like, I don't know who that is, but apparently they're not coming on until next week.
I was like, oh man, a new comedian coming to town.
Exactly.
All right. It's going to be great.
It's a good name, isn't it?
Benjamin Court.
I'm going to write that down for a character in a screenplay or something.
How often do you use it?
It depends. But, you know, in my family, it's so funny because I'll be in the middle of something and realize I need to send a message to Michael or to Elliot, and they'll be talking to me, and all of a sudden I'm like, hey Mike, comma, can you please make sure that we have you?
I like that you even punctuate. That's great.
Oh, I punctuate.
My boyfriend uses the voice to text, and we'll be in the middle of just the public. I'm like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Why are you embarrassing me right now?
I find that through the afternoon into the evening, my usage of voice to text goes up because I just get tired of like typing, and you know, I've got a lot to say.
It's
I just
faster.
Say it.
Yeah. I've been thinking about writing more. I'm writing a collection of essays, and I'm like, I just got to sit down with a voice to text and do it that way. And then,
well,
edit
you know,
later.
It's if you use Google Docs at all on your computer at home, you can actually it'll transcribe what you say. So same system as what you use on your phone, but it's actually typing in a document for you. So if you want to actually do some longer form writing that way, it's a great way to do it.
So I can tab. Like indentation.
You know,
I do that.
I believe you, all you have to say is new paragraph.
Oh, new paragraph.
Or next paragraph.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I hope no one's doing. Although, if they were doing a voice to text right now, writing a book while they're listening to me, that would get very jumbled. That happens to me. I'll have the radio on, doing voice to text, and everything on the radio is coming in through my texter. We have from the 3001, the Alexa that was interrupted says, "I listen to you every night via Alexa. Love your show. Thank you. Love you too. Thank you." Well, they didn't say that. They let me love the show. So. I love that you listen to the show.
I'm assuming they love the show if they listen all the time.
Thank you so much. And so we've gotten through a few of the gadgets.
Yes.
And then you have, this is something that I think, let's see what we got here. Oh, the 360 camera.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it, over to you.
It used to be that you had to have like four GoPros in a cube.
More than four. Like you used to have like, I think 12 or 8. It was an amazing array and it cost a lot of money. So you can actually pan it. So if you use your finger and scan over, see that?
I'd rather do this and be all silly about it.
I mean, that works too.
Oh, it's making me dizzy.
What she's looking at, because again, great radio here. We've got a Moto 360 camera mod actually connected to a Moto Z2 Force phone. So if you've got one of the Moto devices or Moto phones that has the magnetic back that allows you to add these mods onto the back, I call them like the transformer mods. This 360 cam is awesome because you just clip it on, and now when you take it, Patty's making a funny face.
Well, because it's like a fisheye, so I'm like in a fun house where like my face is getting wider and narrower, and now I'm in a bubble for some reason.
Oh, nice! Yes. You changed the mode there.
Whoa! Okay.
Yeah, but what's cool is you can take pictures or video with 360, and you've actually got a live streaming capability as well. So if you're going on a crazy fun trip this summer and you want to bring your friends along, you can do that, streaming live on Facebook, or you can just go ahead and capture the stuff in the moment and go ahead and upload it later to like YouTube or Facebook, and then you'll get to have that fun interaction. People, when they see it in your feed, are going to get to use their fingers and scroll around and see as if they were standing actually where you were.
This is so
cool. Isn't that cool? And it's small. I mean, like you were talking about the other 360 cams that we've had before. You've had standalone. Well, first you had like the array of GoPros that was just ridiculously big and expensive. Then you had like the standalone ones. And now you got something that clips onto your device.
I just went out of mode. So that's only for Moto Z?
It's only for the Moto Z. Yes. So the Moto Z devices. So there's the Moto Z Play, the Moto Z2 Force. There's the Moto Z2. There's several of the phones that it works with. But you do have to have the ability to clip on the back.
I know
Griffin has this device, right? Yeah.
Because will that fit in with his case, or does he have to take his case off?
You have to take the case off.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, we got those OtterBoxes.
Right.
We're like the most difficult case to remove from a phone.
I know. Those are crazy hard. But you know what? When it comes to droppage or damage, you're in a good shape because those things do not break.
With the OtterBox, I like them a lot. From the thank you from the 847, listening to Patty most nights on my Echo, living in Dallas, Texas. Don't let the 847 number fool you. It's an old number. Hello in Dallas, Texas. From the 414, I'm listening with almost a complete polar opposite of a small speaker or smart speaker. It's an old-fashioned handheld Walkman.
Interesting.
Dude, they're like me. If it's not broken, why fix it? I still have
up in Milwaukee area, I'm guessing.
The 414? Yeah, it might be. And I think I've told you this many times. I still have my JVC deep tube television.
Yep.
I just found the receipt for it.
When did you buy it?
It was on St. Patrick's Day 2001.
Wow, that thing's still kicking.
It was $549 from Best Buy. We did buy the 1 year insurance, the whole thing. Like, I still have the and that it's now 17 years old.
That's crazy. That was a good value for you.
And Steve Shapiro is like, he's like, come on, you know, you want to switch over. And maybe you know something about this. Yep. We're going to go to more gadgets in a moment, I think.
We got the printer
and stuff.
Yep.
Do you know about, you know, some of the carriers for like DirecTV and Comcast are switching the way they deliver entertainment. And my understanding is a lot of them are taking off the satellite and going to like, you can only do like HD reception.
Are you talking about antenna?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so not off satellite. You're talking about actually over the air.
I think it's let's say for example DirecTV.
Yep.
Right. They say I've heard that they're going to only do high def. So if you have anything in standard definition, so they're basically eliminating the ability of people who have a television from 2001 to continue.
Well, I would assume that there's probably a converter box similar to what happened with the over the air broadcast when all the local TV stations switched over to HD 15 or so years ago. There was a converter box that you could get that would take that signal and then basically down convert it to standard def.
Okay, I can do that. So, yeah. But I have to buy a down converter.
Right,
you'd have they're not going to give me that.
No, I doubt that.
I'm not saying I have DirecTV. I'm just saying, let's say hypothetically, right. If I had service like a DirecTV type company, yeah.
And if they were listening,
right? I just we're very set in our ways.
I was going to say this may be the opportunity that the little like nudge you might need if you had DirecTV to get you maybe to upgrade. There are a lot.
Do you see how long it took us to get Google Mini?
I know. So here's my thought is think of how much space you'll save. We can rationalize this.
I know. We'll more rationalization and
you paid,
Tech Tuesday.
$25 over a year for the last 17 years is basically what you paid. So that's a good value.
We did pretty well.
You did great.
That's all right. Well, so let's talk more about that and the great gear you have in studio. We're hanging out with Steve Van Dinter for Tech Tuesday. More after this on 7. Not Tic Tac Tuesday. I was trying to fix it.
Tic Tac Tuesday?
I did not fix that very well. It is Tech Tuesday with Steve Van Dinter. This is my radio voice. More after this on 7. 20 WGN. In less than a month, my very own eighth grader is going to graduate from grade school and make his way to high school. Griffin is, he's finishing up. And I am so grateful that Steve Van Dinter is here because I wasn't really thinking yet about what I was going to buy him. And I've got a couple ideas.
Awesome.
He has the Moto. So that's something that is right in our wheelhouse. We're going to be traveling this summer. It'd be a blast for him to be able to take those
photos. The 360 cam, I think he would really get a kick out of.
Now, if you take when you take those, do you have to take video or a picture so people can scroll around?
You can take stills or you can take video, so either one of them. And what's cool is YouTube, Facebook, those social media sites will actually natively recognize that as a 360-degree photo and allow people to scroll through it for you. The other thing is you can put it in modes like ultra-wide mode, so you get this really kind of wide-angle view. Because think about it, if it's already taking 360 degrees anyway, it can give you this really wide perspective, like 180 degrees, that you can then post. So you can get, you know, if you're going somewhere with a scenic vista, like the Grand Canyon, you actually take the whole thing in.
Whoa.
And make a cool picture out of it without having to, you know, do a pano.
If he doesn't have social media, but I do, can he send me the file?
Absolutely.
And it will still upload that way?
Yep.
Okay. He's not interested in Facebook.
That's fascinating.
He's old enough. Well, I think there is this group of kids around his age that...
I've heard Gen Z is not adopting at the rates that everybody else is. But if you think about it now, Facebook was really, you know, launched in 2003, gets to all of us by 2006 or so. So it's been, you know, being used for more than 10 years. So it's almost not cool anymore because your parents are on it, your grandparents are on it. You know, it's kind of the norm. And I think as kids, as teens especially, we like to kind of buck the norm. So
find the next cool thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, a part of me hopes that he's also is aware of what his presence is online and what that entails.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too is you think about all the madness that unfortunately teens deal with now with social media. things that we didn't when we were in high school or even in middle school. And, you know, some are choosing not to be part of that. And my mom actually works in a middle school, and I hear all the time about all these terrible things that kids are saying to each other online and the harassment that goes on. And, you know, it's unfortunately a spot where as parents, if we're not connected in or tuned into what's going on with our kids or asking the right questions, we may not know. And it's one thing where when we were in school, if you were being bullied, it happened during the school day, and at home it was a safe spot. But now
you're
never safe, and that's sad.
Yeah, and it's like it does a lot of psychological damage in ways that we might not know for a long time. You know, we have some of the immediate and obvious examples, yep. But it's going to be a long time. But before we kind of wrap our arms around this, the listener who was asking about their iPhone X, yeah. I sent them a link. Steve and I pulled that up for you. They have an iPhone X. They were asking about getting a case protector,
yeah.
And I am a big fan of the OtterBox, so that's why I sent you the link to the OtterBox Defender. Which is the same one
I
have on my phone. But
and your phone's gotten dropped a couple times.
Oh, dropped, thrown. But you can, but when you go to Verizon or any other place you're going to shop for these, I mean, typically you'll also see, and here's another suggestion. So that's...
Yeah, so there's various number of different styles, and it sounded like that particular listener is looking for both front and back coverage. The other thing that you could certainly do is get an inexpensive back cover for it, so kind of those rubberized ones to protect the phone back, and then for the front of the screen, they actually make these sticker-backed glass covers that you can put on it. Basically, that's going to cover your front screen.
Mm-hmm.
My sister's got one. She's got two young kids. Phones get chucked quite a bit or it's falling. She told me, after it cracks after a few months from just all the wear and tear, she just peels it off and puts a new one on. That's another way to go about it as well.
The glass shields.
I
think it's shields with a Z. And
yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I like those a lot as well. And our listener is very happy that we sent that link.
Good. So, awesome.
Yeah, thank you very much for checking. Thank you, Tracy, for saying congratulations to Griffin on his graduation. And one of our listeners from the 301 said, Patty, make the switch to HD. You will love it. And no, I don't work for DirecTV or equivalent.
So. I still can't believe you're not on HD yet.
No. You know, one of our most proudful moments, I don't think that's a word, our moments that are filled with pride is when we get something off Amazon as, and it's like HD rental, and we're like, no, we will go with SD. we will save our $1 on this rental.
I have also done that on nights where I'm like, I don't really need the full HD because it's like maybe on my small screen or something like that. But
oh, see, that's different. You choose not to. I don't have any other choice.
It kind of freaks me out, the HD.
Really?
When you watch, if you watch TV shows, they look like they're about to jump out of the TV.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Have you guys seen 4K then?
No, thank you.
That'll knock your socks off.
Just come out and touch you?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, that resolution's 4x HD. So when you're like, a couple inches away from it, literally from the screen, it still looks crystal clear.
I think Declan's going to be like putting his hands on the TV. And, like, although, so for folks who are joining us maybe for the first time and share this about Declan, he is intellectually challenged, and so he's not able to talk. And his sense of enjoyment is always like the immediate things, right? Like he likes the small things. He likes music. He loves watching trees blow in the wind, the leaves blowing in the wind. And one of the things he likes to do is like he'll put his hands up against the television. And that's one of the reasons why we keep the deep tube television, because it's pretty sturdy. You know, it's in an armoire, so we can kind of lock it up if we need to, or it's worked so far. And so Steve Shapiro and I have talked about this, our good friend at Apt Electronics, and so we're trying to think of a way he said they can build like a plexiglass sort of encasement for it, so that, because Declan will throw his cups at it, he'll throw toys at the television, because it just makes him laugh.
So this is when you eventually upgrade?
Yes. So, okay. So we've talked about this for a while, where they'll build, we're going to probably consign them to build an encasement for it.
Sure.
So that he's not putting his, and it will have it up higher on the wall. Someday.
I feel like this is coming sooner than we think, though.
Oh, we talked about this for 2 years.
Oh, all right. Never mind.
Again, we brought the Google Mini into our home faster.
You do a lot of planning before it. I just think about it. I'm like, I should probably,
Yeah. No, but I mean, plus it's I wired everything in that armoire. I have my degree from Radio Shack. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. I was a sales associate.
I did not know that.
For 8 months, and I can come over and mess up your home entertainment system like nobody's business.
So are you one of those that has the cables all neatly organized in the back, or
at one point I did.
Okay.
At one point they were I had like, you know, I had all the wraps on them with their, you know, this is for the, you know, stereo system, yep, all that stuff. But and then you keep adding things and it gets away, you know.
I am impressed and just like in amazement of folks that have that, because I would like to, and I'd like to think I have that, but I look behind my TV and it's like, ooh, I don't, you know, it's one of those things where I just shove it all back there and don't let anyone look.
I do have, right now I'm struggling with my mom's television because her living room TiVo went out. So we had her TiVo was original to 2000. When we bought our television, we bought her TiVo. We bought three DirecTV TiVo units in 2001. And we had it all hooked up. Ours burned out. Our DVRs burned out a while ago. And she had the original in her living room and it finally died. And that's when we found out they're not going to give us standard. They're not going to, in order to upgrade or get her a new unit, a new receiver, all the receivers in the house have to be updated to HD. And we were like, so I'm trying to figure out ways around that for my mom, not with DirecTV, but with antenna TV in her living room. Yep. But I think I'm going to have to, I have to come up with a solution.
Does she have an antenna for her living room? Or?
She does. And it's pretty good, but it won't pick up CBS. I got everything, all of her channels, including.
Here locally?
Yeah.
The same issue.
What? Yeah, so CBS have a different scramble? Do they not want us to...
It depends on like what channel they're broadcasting on. So typically, the lower the number on the dial, the farther out it goes. Is she downtown or where?
We're in the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know where CBS's broadcast tower is. I suspect it's probably on one of the high-rises here. But it really depends on what channel they're located. So what happened was when TV stations switched from analog to digital to go to the HD, they got reshuffled onto new channels. And so while it shows, the number on the dial on your screen, it's actually a different number in real life. It's just your tuner is actually taking that and showing you CBS 2 instead of that. You know, like it may be on 57 or something. So I'm not certain what channel they're broadcasting on, but if they're on a higher number, that could explain why. Typically, the higher numbers also don't penetrate buildings very well. So those lower numbers, like that's why back in the day when numbers were first assigned, some of the first stations on the air were down in the 3s, the 4s, the 5, and those are typically the ones that have had lasting viewership because they're the ones that families grew up watching because it would permeate the walls. It would, you know, go out to the suburbs, go out to the rural communities. So it's fascinating to see how that has changed.
Well, it's not fascinating when your mom wants to watch 60 Minutes.
I think it is on a higher because I have an antenna too on my flat screen
and
TV.
And you can't get channel 2?
Not channel 2 specific. Like it's like number 30 something or other.
So CBS might be coming in somewhere else. And I used to
try the thing again. Do you have an antenna on the?
Yeah, it's one of those.
You might have to move it around.
So it's on
something?
Channel 12 now.
Check channel 12 for my mom.
Mine's way bigger on the digital thing.
Yeah, so it's there's also looks like they're also on 48.
So. Okay, all right. I will now. I'm glad to know that. I feel badly that I couldn't get that set up for mom in time for 60 Minutes on Sunday. She really wanted to watch that.
Yeah, it looks like 48.3.
As this one's for you from the 301. You can modulate the image to be less lifelike and more movie like.
Yeah, that's but then why have HD
for the?
You know what I mean? Like, well, just leave it.
The football games? I don't know.
So do you have a standard TV as?
I have a very old flat screen.
Okay.
That I don't have cable, but I have an antenna.
Gotcha.
And it is digital, but it wouldn't pick anything up, so I got an antenna.
Yeah, most of them do need to have an antenna just to make sure you can get the signal. I've got that for my kitchen. I've got a little flat screen in my kitchen, and I've got a little antenna hooked onto it.
I'm thinking about getting rid of I don't want to say what we're used, but I'm thinking about getting rid of it in my bedroom because Steve just watches Perry Mason every day. He watches channel, what is that, 26? It is the most charming thing because he loves Perry Mason. I come in there, he's like, oh, got all kinds of stories about the actors. And, you know, that's the one thing about having the satellite is that he can scroll through and look at the cast and like their careers. And that is kind of nice to have handy.
You get that, though, with some of the newer. So my kitchen TV is a Roku TV. I don't have cable at my place anymore, but I do, you know, online subscriptions and all that, but you still get kind of those channel guides.
You do.
If you've got a TV that connects to the internet as well, so it downloads
a smart
guide.
TV.
Yeah, smart TV.
Okay.
Mine was less than $100, so it was inexpensive, but has a little, you know, the bells and whistles. Good enough for kitchen when you're wanting to watch. For me, I like to watch the news, so
yeah.
Kind of a news dork, but.
I mean, go ahead, S.
No, I was just, I'm amazed at how great no cable is.
Yeah,
just antenna. All the digital channels.
I mean, there's a ton.
It's
and
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, if you can supplement with some of the streaming services, I've got YouTube TV, and it seems to. I mean, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I like to kick back once in a while and watch some of the shows.
There's like four channel 11s.
Right. Yes.
Awesome.
I noticed that. And the other thing is that, I mean, if you want something from like Showtime or HBO, you can get a subscription or.
Oh, yeah.
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 So.
Well, and in Chicago, too, like you think of the wealth of channels that are available. You know, having not grown up in this area, I used to watch the Superstation when WGN was. But, you know, I was surprised to get it over the air. So I was like, oh, this is cool. I can actually, you know, watch it now over my antenna TV. So.
Yeah. And I actually thought of an idea. I was like, okay, if I can't get my mom's satellite receiver back up because it's, you know, they won't let us get a standard. I actually can hook up my iPad or her iPad. You can watch TV from your iPad, whatever you've got on there.
And sure. Yep.
So that was one of the solutions, but that's a little complicated too.
Have you ever thought that maybe someone has an old one?
Ooh.
And you can buy it.
I don't know, but you know what the thing is.
List or something?
I know, but you know what the thing is about that. I have. we're talking on the sides of our mouth.
Because no one's hearing.
No one's listening, right?
The hiccup that I ran in with that was they won't the card. You have to have the cable card to put in there, and
can't you just pop it out of the old one?
Oh, see, now I like the way everyone's thinking.
Mm-hmm. You gotta get around this stuff.
I know.
They just want your money.
You guys are better than I am. You're smarter. From the 630, we live in Marengo and have Dish. We get everything we want now. That's cool. From the 312, you used to be able to plug a TV in and turn it on. Got too complicated now.
No, you can. That's how mine is.
Yeah, you just have to scan even if you're just doing an antenna.
Exactly.
You just do a quick scan.
There are ways to get everything.
It doesn't take that long.
No.
And it usually prompts you right away.
When I figure it out, I'll tell you how we did it. More after this on 720 WGN. It's Tech Tuesday, and we're thrilled to have Steve Van Dinter join us live in studio with some cool gadgets from Verizon. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. It's pretty late on the Patty V Show, 720 WGN. We were getting some text again about using antenna and streaming services in Wakanda. They're not getting some of the channels we were talking about, Esmeralda. They say, I wish I could move back to Norwood Park and use an antenna. I wonder if there are other reasons that you want to move back to Norwood Park. That's a neighborhood I grew up in.
Aww.
I love my neighborhood. It's a strange neighborhood in Chicago that has almost like a small town feel to it. It's got like a downtown area, but never really took off. You know, it's got like this strip of stores and stuff. I grew up on that strip of stores.
That's awesome.
I grew up above what was first a paint store, and then it was a bank. And so it's just kind of
interesting transition.
It was. And now I think it's starting to get a little bit of that feel because we never had restaurants except for the Norwood Park restaurant and the Niagara. I lived right in the middle of both of them. Niagara hot dog joint. And it was owned by this Greek couple. And they were so funny because they were really cranky with the kids.
Yeah.
We were there all the time. I'm sure we were making a mess or whatever. And it wasn't until I went to college and came back that they became very nice to me, asked me how my parents were. Asked me how college was going. I was like, are you the same people that used to yell at me all the time? They were really sweet and made the best hot dogs. But yeah, I love Norwood Park, and it's not where I raised my family, but we're pretty close. I'm always in the neighborhood. So
it's always nice to see when there's a downtown that starts to get kind of that vibrance. And I always feel like that's where the city's character is. Like, you know, every town in America has like that, the outskirts, like, you know, chains and things like that. But it's always fun to go to a downtown where, you know, you can tell that, you know, people have really thoughtfully planned, and you can get out of your car and walk around.
Yes.
And, you know, grab a hot dog or grab some local pastries and like take in the sights, the sounds, the smells in the local shops. So
yeah, I was always jealous of Edison Park because they're down the street on Northwest Highway, and then Park Ridge, which has a lovely downtown area and a great big library, and they've got the Pickwick Theater. We have this gorgeous like old train station, you know, that's been rehabbed and remodeled, and there was always so much potential. And then, you know, finally there was a little kind of a strip mall, but it has a little more character than that, with a restaurant, and now it's got you know, all different kinds of services in there. And so hopefully you know, more and more people will be bringing their businesses there. So that's my old neighborhood.
You're selling it.
so we've been talking about some gear for our graduates.
Yeah.
I want to know about this Polaroid one. Can we
do
the Polaroid
absolutely.
Next?
Absolutely. Let me pass this over to you.
Because last time you brought in a printer, I still have the picture that we took.
Oh, do you? So
yes.
we'll take a picture.
All right.
Well, don't take it
to
me. Let's do it with both of us.
Let's do this. All right. Whoa, I don't know what I just did wrong here. This is how Gadget Tech Tuesday goes. Hold on.
All right.
Oh, this is good radio. If we just
good deal.
If we
there
just,
we go.
If
yeah,
we just quiet
love it.
For the picture. Just stay quiet on the radio, and we as we take
click. All right. So what I'll
thank you, Michael. We'll
go ahead and print that then.
My double chins are showing, so I have to go back to the.
Oh,
yeah. You know, I'm a girl. Have you met me?
I have met you once or twice.
Gotta get the photo just right. Can you take that back to camera?
I'm gonna bring it back.
But this has a printer attached to it, and you know, I love that it looks just like the old Polaroid cameras too. That's a.
Right,
they've even got the little rainbow, logo.
The Polaroid, yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool. So let me get that. All right, I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna do this.
More great radio here, Michael. Oh, now she hit the button.
Wait,
it's back. It's back. Click on the top there where it says take a photo. There
okay.
you go.
All right. Thank you very much. I think I need more inspirational music than this.
Oh my goodness.
I know. What is with your camera? I'm being completely unable to do this.
Hit the X. There you go.
There we go. All right. I'm going to do this. You ready? Good. All right. Here we go. This is great. Such good radio. There we go. Okay,
awesome.
I got it. All right.
Good deal. Boom. All right. So Patty just took a picture on her first try.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Well, to be fair, you have a printer on the back of that, and I still had to do it one-handed.
That is
with
true.
The claw.
So then we can go ahead and we can actually add extra things if we wanted to it. Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and add some filters. I'm just going to keep it natively how it is because it looks good to me. And then you just hit print. And what we've got, actually, for people at home who can't see this, is there is a Polaroid printer actually stuck to the back of this camera. Again, this is the Moto Z2 Force that we're using. It does work with any of the Moto devices that have that mod capability. I don't know if you can
hear this. Oh, so it's only for the mods. I mean, for
yes.
the... Okay.
So can you hear that on the air? I don't know if it's coming across, but it... makes this little noise. Mm-hmm. It's a thermal ink printer. So what I like about this is the fact that we don't ever have to worry about running out of ink. As long as you've got the paper in the back, it uses thermal technology to actually go ahead and print on it in color. So similar kind of the tech that's used at a grocery store for your receipt. That's usually black and white. This is full color on the special Z ink paper. So
there you go.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And I, while that's printing up too, I'm going to tell folks about here from the 815. I think they're talking about people who are struggling with their antennas and picking up the downtown stations. They say to point your antenna toward Milwaukee or Wisconsin, somewhere in Wisconsin, and pick up their local stations. That's one way.
Okay. I guess we could do that.
I guess. I don't know.
It makes it hard to keep, you know, on top of what's going on in
Chicago but, right.
You know.
Or try a power signal booster on the antenna TV. That's what they have. They live in Harvard. I get channels from Madison, Wisconsin and Rockford. If I got a better antenna, I could probably get more cities. It's not bad. It's free. I go to the library, borrow DVDs, and I listen to a lot of WGN, and we appreciate that.
Interesting.
There we go. How did the photo turn out?
Good. It looks like I cropped it a little wonky because there's a little white space in the end. So you can move it around in here. So if you see what
That looks very cool.
Yeah. You can move it all around. But you can add like little emojis and things like that. So lots of fun stuff you could do with it. I just thought it'd be fun for a grad, especially again, because... younger, you can keep that.
Oh, thank you.
That'll be, that's yours to keep.
Thank you.
Especially for grad sub, because people just don't print out photos anymore. So being able to have that on the fly. And it's sticker back, too. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So if you peel it back, there's a sticker. You can stick it on the wall here.
Or on a book.
You know, or when we leave Tribune Tower, you can leave a memory of, a lasting memory of Patty here.
Yeah, I think the new owners will probably have something to say about that. I think they're going to be scraping that off. Let's take a break here and see what... Do we have more toys left?
We don't, but we certainly have stuff we can talk about.
Oh, yeah. More. Always have stuff to talk about. And if you have any questions or comments, you can always call us at 312-981-7200. Again, that number is 312-981-7200. Here now with your... Nope, let me take a quick break here and then your news with Rob Martyr. Some mellow music as we head into the last couple segments, and Nick D takes over at 2 a.m. I am very excited. I hope everyone's going to be at the Rosemont AMC Theaters for the Nick D Movie Club coming up on June 12th. It's Back to the Future. Steve Van Dinter, I'm guessing you've seen Back to the Future.
Of course. I love Back to the Future.
Have you seen it on the big screen?
Yeah.
All right.
My favorite is, which of the three is your favorite?
Oh, the first one's my favorite.
Really?
You like the...
I like the second one. I'm all about the future. I like that like super cool tech, which now doesn't look as cool, but you know.
There were elements of it that I liked.
Still waiting for my hoverboard, flying car.
Did you know who the original Marty McFly, who was cast originally, and they actually started shooting with, was Oh my gosh, he was in Mask. My brain is
Jim
just
Carrey?
Frozen. No, not that Mask. The one with Cher.
Oh.
And, oh my God, I can see his face. He's a redhead with freckles. Thank you very much. It's Eric Stoltz. The magic voice in my head just told me. I'm like, because I wanted to say Christian Stolte, who was one of the actors on Chicago Fire, and my complete brain freeze.
So what happened?
Without having. Like, it wasn't working. And they originally had wanted to, and Nick will say all these, and probably with more information and more articulate than me. That's part of the experience of going to the Nick D Movie Club. And
very
that's
cool.
coming up. But I think they originally wanted Michael J. Fox, but because of his shooting schedule on Family Ties, they weren't able to. And I think they came up with a solution. And he was basically shooting both at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think you can find some video of Eric Stoltz doing it. And he does it kind of like in a darker way.
Yes.
So it's real weird.
Huh. Right. And what's interesting, I mean, because I can't even imagine now. You can't at all imagine
no.
it. Whenever I hear that story, and no one will get this reference, but there's a movie called Public Enemy with Jimmy Cagney. And it was sort of the same. They had started primary shooting with, I can't remember the name of the lead because he didn't become Jimmy Cagney. But they, several days into the shoot, they realized Jimmy Cagney was more charismatic and they flipped the roles.
Interesting.
So Jimmy Cagney ended up being the lead in Public Enemy. And then his career took off after that. So whenever I think of Michael J. Fox, who obviously was, had a healthy career, but Back to the Future. Hello.
Opened it all up for him.
Opened it all up. So the fact that you do like those techie things of what's happening in the future, you told me about something a few weeks ago that I then saw a lot of backlash on online about.
It's been interesting because it was very well received by the crowd at first. And then as the public started to digest it, there were a lot of questions that were raised. So what we're talking about is Google had their I.O. Conference, which was a couple weeks ago, back in early May. And this is the conference where they bring in journalists and developers and get them excited about all the cool new tech that they're working on. They announced a whole bunch of different updates to everything from the Android operating system to the other projects that they're working on. But one of the keys that everyone started talking about was this what's called Google Duplex. And so they've advanced their AI technology to the point where now they're getting ready to roll out the ability for you as Patty to have your phone or have your Google Assistant call on your behalf to local establishments. I'm just going to play a quick clip here. This is a Duplex calling to schedule a hair appointment on behalf of somebody and see if you can tell who is the robot in this.
Okay.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
So this is a Google robot voice making an appointment.
Yes, so one of these voices is not
real. What time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
They're both robots. Are they both robots?
No. Service she would like. What service is she looking for? Just
this
a woman's
is the robot.
Haircut for now.
So the one making
okay,
the appointment.
We have 10 o'clock.
It's pretty impressive. I don't know if you noticed, but it actually had and ah in it. So they've
and
actually,
a little bit of well, also like some like this thing.
Yeah, and they have various different flavors of this voice. So here's another one calling a restaurant
because that's like bar girl voice. Right as bar girl.
I'd like to reserve a table for Wednesday the 7th.
So there's even guy voices and things. So you can really personalize it to what you want. So what the internet community had issues with is you didn't hear it say, hi, I'm a robot calling you. So their concern is we're to the point where it sounds so good that, you may be calling an establishment and not talking with a real human.
Michael, how would you feel if your phone rang and it was, it's a number that you think you're going to recognize or you're like, oh, I'm going to talk to whoever. And they go, hi, this is a robot. I need to schedule something with you.
It would infuriate me.
But would you, okay, what would you prefer? Would you rather the voice self-identify as a robot or find out later that you were talking to a robot?
That's a good question. So, if the experience was like you were calling an actual human? So this is someone's assistant.
It gets me angry enough when I'm on on hold and they're like, hey, just say 2 and you can get patched into our next call.
If I
have a full conversation, what if I'm like, hey, I don't have a lot of time, and they're like, cannot compute. And I'm just like, click.
You're telling me we're putting this will be call centers.
So you probably could do
so they have to put in a law, like how they say that we're recording.
That was part of what they got flagged for was so certain states are two-party states, certain states are one-party states, and what that means is how many parties need to be aware that the conversation is being recorded.
Yes.
So in two-party states, they will have to make a verbal command saying, you know, that this call is with a robot.
You know, that reminds me, would be really cool. Party robot. See? That's what we should get going on.
I love the idea, though. Like, I was thinking, like, if I could, because one of the things that annoys me is when businesses or places don't have information available online. So if I could just tell my phone, hey, could you find out, is this place open tomorrow, or is there an appointment, or if it's something that's going to put me on hold for a while, like, could you sit on hold and just let me know?
Robot voice does it for you.
Yeah, like, okay. just let it sit there and then notify me when that rep is available, and then I'll hop back on the line and talk. Like,
so this is, go ahead.
How do they do that with the robot with a robot to sound so natural?
It's part of that neural net. So they've been building this neural net, which basically means that the artificial intelligence has been picking up and learning from itself as it has been developing. And you've watched that.
Game over, dude.
You've seen that as the Google voice itself from the early days of Android to where we're at now has become more natural. What used to take hours and hours and hours of actual humans recording their voices to make it happen now can be done by just a few snippets of a voice. So actually one of the new Google voices is John Legend. You can have your Google assistant. So they've gotten to the point where they can really imitate actual human voices. And then of course adding in those natural pauses and the ums and the ahas only make it feel a little bit more like you're talking to a human.
So this is what I'm projecting. I'm predicting is that so they're gonna you will be able to send your robot Google voice to call a call center. The call center will be manned by robots by the company.
So it's really robots talking to robots.
Yes.
Would you rather that than you have to deal with the call center robot?
That's the thing. Like what I was thinking too. Like let's say there's a problem with your local TV provider's bill. You know, do you really want to sit on hold for 25 minutes and then go in and argue about it? Or would you rather tell your Google assistant, hey, here's the deal. I think this is wrong. I think this charge is erroneous. Could you go and check on that for me? Let me know and have it call on your behalf.
Can they haggle?
Yeah. And kick you off an email afterwards. That's like, hey, I just spent an hour on the phone. Like, here's what I got you.
Since they're robots, maybe they'll be like, well, I know that there is a discount right now for whatever thing.
Right.
See, I don't know. I don't know how
and we're all living in happy bliss watching that show on, you know, YouTube Red.
I don't know. Cobra Kai.
I was going to say, a show about robots.
Yeah. iRobot.
This is, I see the potential. I see the benefits. I'm also just terrified.
And conversation mode is coming to your Google Home soon this year, which will allow you to have a full conversations now with your device as opposed to just the one way.
Good, because when I say thank you, I would appreciate if my Google Home Mini said, you're welcome.
Yeah, I feel weird about it, but I always say, Google, thank you.
Exactly. We'll be like that movie, Her.
Yeah.
Yes, we will.
Well, we've talked about that before. I don't have a big issue with it. If I could have a conversation with my Android Auto in my car on drives, I think that'd be nice.
And then you fall in love.
Right.
And then she betrays you for the rest of the community, the AI, right?
Knowledge.
They've all been talking. Yes. Uh-huh. I for whatever reason, I'm glad I'm already married and have kids. I don't know what I'm about to tell you,
everybody. Could you imagine that dating scene?
Oh, no.
What is a robot happening? Drama. Yeah.
So what is happening? And plus, they did this too in an episode. We talked about this on Black Mirror when the woman's husband dies. And so she just has conversations with him because it culls all of his online presence and his emails to her. And then it also comes up with a voice for her because you can upgrade to the voice. And then she upgrades to the robot.
And then it becomes creepy.
And then I'm not going to tell you what happens next. It becomes creepy. The whole thing was creepy.
I feel like Black Mirror, I feel like the premise starts out, like I'm like all on board. I'm like, oh, this is a cool concept. Like, you know, the being able to upload yourself for the future. And then it takes a scary right hook. And then pretty soon you're like, whoa, man, I didn't see that one coming. That's a terrible idea.
Right. What do you use for like a palate cleanser after a show? Do you have shows like, do you go to like a comedy or just go like, I'll just go to bed now. That was creepy.
After watching something like that? Yeah. You know, it's a good question. Sometimes I'll put on some music. Some I like nature sounds as I'm getting ready for bed. Otherwise, I'll turn on the news. I told you I record all the local broadcasts on my YouTube TV, and I will watch them. I find that the news can't. Well, sometimes it can like not make you happy when you're going to bed.
Right.
But yeah, see the late night shows too. It really just varies on like what I'm feeling like.
Oh man!
How about you?
I am watching the strangest thing that's helping me fall asleep because I like to binge watch. I'm terrible when I find something I love. I have to watch every episode of it. That's why I actually miss being able to have to wait a week for the next episode of like Scandal or I don't watch Grey's Anatomy anymore. But I am slow watching a show called Call the Midwife, which is a BBC series. It's not. I mean, it's a lot of drama, a lot of women delivering babies in 1957 England in a very poor neighborhood, but it's enough for me to go, okay, that was an interesting story, I'm gonna go to bed now, unless there's something really sad or traumatic in the episode. But yeah, I am slow watching that. You know, it's not a Binge and Uncork series for me. It's a very BBC
or Benjamin Court
exactly. I've heard a lot of people are telling me to watch and this has been out for a while, it's not a palate cleanser, is 13 Reasons Why. Have you watched that as 13 Reasons Why?
You know what? It's a bit too much. I hear, because it's about suicide,
right.
And then
that's too dark for
blaming
me.
Everyone and right. Like, ugh, I don't dig it.
I think, you know, we were talking about this before, but I think if you have access to HBO, Westworld, a great addition.
It's like, your recommendation?
Yeah, I mean, that gets you hooked. And
I love Ed Harris, so I know he's in the new season.
Yeah, and it's like I was telling you, it's a futuristic, I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but it takes place in the future. It involves new technologies. Again, things look positive on the up and up, but then there's some crazy hooks that happen, and you're just like,
what?
It really makes you think about people, humanity, their thoughts, as well as, you know, at some point with AI, do we recognize them as humans?
Okay, then. And from, by the way, from the 301, Freaky, Life is Becoming a Sci-Fi Movie. And I have to agree with that. From the 630, Sirio, he says, it's my pleasure, or something similar. How very nice. And I should have said, you're welcome. Yes, you should. Thank you, everybody. We're going to wrap up in just a moment. I've been hanging out with Steve Van Dinter for Tech Tuesday. More in a moment. I'll tell you something good. It's been fun hanging out with everybody tonight. What a fun show. Thank you, Steve Van Dinter. Oh, wait, let me turn your microphone on. I like having you here, but I'm not going to let you talk anymore. You can't say anything. It was very fun to have you.
It was great to be here. It was with John and everybody.
And for anybody who missed any part of this, maybe you came in late, we were talking about graduation gifts for those in your life who are, you know, wrapping up their academia, or, you know, Griffin's going on from grade school to high school.
Yeah.
So I know what
lots
I'm...
Lots of transitions going on.
Yeah, so I know what I'm gonna pick out for him. So thank you also to John Tatey and our friends from Pop's Italian Beef and Sausage. Thank you to the 301. Thank you for the compliment. You're awesome, too. And from the 547, by the way, original Twilight Zone, number 11 looks just like you from John. I don't know I don't know the reference, but interesting.
Yeah.
That's an my son, again, Griffin really boggles my mind because he will watch anything to see if he likes it. He's curious and he's watched many of the Twilight episodes. So that's been
I'm Googling it right now.
The number 11 looks just like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he saying it looks like me, or is that the number of the episode?
I'm pulling it up.
Michael, tell me something good while we look for that video.
Lots of good things happen. I learned that the Cochran Show likes to watch me eat bananas. that was interesting.
I'm so sorry. I thought you knew that she had said that about you.
Today was a really great day. My brother is doing extremely well in his academy classes. So
that's exciting.
Go
for
Adam.
The police academy.
Yes. So he's jumping on the force.
Does he have anybody that makes sound effects with their mouth? No, I'm sorry. like Michael Winslow. Yes. Who I've oddly worked with and is a very nice guy. Do you have anything good to tell us before we go?
I made cold brew coffee.
Oh, that is exciting. Steve?
I had an unexpected visit with my sister and nephew this weekend because I went down to Tampa for work. We surprised a military mom with a shopping spree, but while I was there, got to go with the nephews to Disney. So that was, again, unexpected, but some good time.
Excellent. Well, Nick D is up next. I don't know who got the last Italian beef. Was it Vic? Was it Nick? I don't know. Vic, did you get an Italian beef?
Thank you very much, Patty.
Excellent.